Shangawanga softball. What's up, Rico?
Nothing, man. Just talking about your balls off the air.
Yeah, my balls.
It's my favorite conversation. I can't get enough of them.
I won't bore people with why we were talking about my balls, but we were in fact talking about them. But welcome to Meme Wars, everybody. No Johnny Odie today. He is out at a gut-centric event, which we were chuckling about.
How many jokes? I mean, I could have made jokes all day about it, but I think he was probably going to get annoyed.
I know he's going to get real mad.
He gets touchy about gut health.
He does.
He's at the World Economic Forum of gut health.
Yeah.
Global gut cabal.
He is at the Klaus Schwab of make sure your tummy is okay. Odie's at a gut health conference, but the funniest thing we were laughing about is where he went to. He got horrible diarrhea at the last time, which is pretty ironic.
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't you think your super gut health would counteract the terrible water quality and food quality in Putacana?
I would certainly hope so. Apparently it's like the Iron Dome of gut health. You know, it's there and I'm sure you spent a lot of money on it, but at the end of the day, a bunch of terrorists could come.
It only works against American toxins.
Yeah.
So Mexican, still import your toxins. It's all good.
Poor guy. So hopefully he comes back in full health. But we got a lot to talk about today. I have a few memes to throw at you. But I just saw, Rico, have you seen this story? There's a couple of things I wanted to talk about. But two things came out like in the last couple of days. One is this report about Operation Crossfire Hurricane and like the real story of how they manipulated this info. How the entire time. This is out through Public, which is like Michael Schellenberger's investigative reporting outlet. And they had this whole thing, you know, the whole reveal was that the media talked about was that apparently, you know, Russia really wanted Donald Trump in there. And that's why he was colluding with Russia. And that's why he was getting paid. And he was a puppet of Putin and all this garbage, right? Which now we know is complete BS. But it gets even better. Because now this new reporting shows that not only did Russia not want Donald Trump, but Russia actually wanted Hillary Clinton. And it's in the documentation that these people left out.
Interesting.
Yeah. They left it out and they changed the assessment so that it would seem as though it wasn't the case. They wanted Hillary Clinton. And specifically, they said they wanted her because she was a predictable politician. They're like, we can work with her. Donald Trump's a wackadoo. We don't know what we're going to get with him. And that was left out of the report, and they changed the entire thing to make it seem like Putin and Donald Trump were in cahoots. Just amazing.
Isn't it? It's more amazing that there was one lawyer who literally doctored a FISA application.
Oh, yeah.
Who got in trouble. That's it. Yep. All this other fraud that went out, all this fraud before courts. It's fine.
No, that's and we're going to talk about fraud in courts and Donald Trump in a minute, because I want to talk about that, too. But also, speaking of, people not getting in trouble, Gina Haspel, who took over as the CIA chief under Trump, she was in London during the Obama administration. This just shows you how bad Trump is at assessing people when he puts them in positions of power. She was the one in London that approved the U.S. asking the foreign agencies to spy on Donald Trump. She was in London at the time working with them to make that all happen. Just fantastic stuff,
man. Well, he was right about the deep state. He was wrong about how to deal with them.
He certainly was.
And he just welcomed him in. I mean,
oh yeah. Open arms. I mean, it's literally, it would be like Kevin McAllister opening the door. And it's, you know what happened? Trump is Kevin McAllister. Right. He home alone this thing. The White House is Kevin's house. He let the deep state in when they were dressed as the police officer that he thought was going to help. And then what ended up happening? They come in, they fuck your whole house up. You have to set booby traps everywhere.
Of course, there's no way Trump ever got up before like 10 o'clock when he was president, right?
There's no way.
He was up till 4 o'clock in the morning eating McDonald's and tweeting.
Tweeting from the toilet. I mean, maybe that's his, you know, I believe in prime working hours. Like I myself have prime working hours between approximately 10 and 11 o'clock. And the rest of the day is a waste. So I stick to those working hours.
White privilege you have those hours.
Right. White castle privilege. Okay, so Donald Trump, the other thing that came out is this judge in New York just laid down the fines for this story. You know, like the whole trial about Donald Trump and his fraudulent loans, because they say he overvalued, you know, how much his golf courses and his hotels were worth when he got loans, which, by the way, he fully paid back, never defaulted, never screwed anybody over, paid the loans back. But now, because New York is a court-based assassination, financial assassination coup, they're going to fine him $360 million for fraudulent loan applications.
Yeah.
Plus interest.
I saw that. It's amazing. You can get some bozo judge at like the lowest possible court tier level. It's a complete partisan who's only elected because he was somehow rose to the cream of the Democratic machine at that level. So he's automatically elected to the judge. And he has this power to do this. And I don't know. I mean, I'm not really well versed in New York state law. But to appeal, he's got to go through other New York courts, which are all going to be liberal.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know how he's not fucked. If he doesn't pay, I suppose they'll just foreclose on his buildings.
Right. Yeah.
Or exactly. Put a lien. I would. So
he can't get new loans either. For 3 years, basically, they barred him from doing business in New York City, which if he wins the presidency, I guess is less of a concern. But for now.
You know, I don't know why you'd want it. Well, I suppose you could make money in New York City. But at this point, if you're him, like, even if the trial didn't go your way, wash your hands of it. Just do business in Florida or other states. But, you know, I don't know why any conservative would want to do business in that state anymore. It's like, oh, they're just going to attack you for your politics now. And why has this not happened to in like red Kansas or whatever the most conservative, like, why haven't they done it? Why haven't they indicted Biden on something in some district court or, you know, it's like they don't play the same game.
No, well, nor should they. I mean, it's something where it's disgusting to see like what's happening with the civil cases, what's happening with this fraud nonsense. It's disgusting. It is a complete assault on everything the justice system should stand for. And it's obvious if they can do it, it's like, you know, people have said this, but it's true. If you could do this to a former president, anybody is fair game. Like if the machine wants to target you, and now that they've opened this Pandora's box here, what's not going to happen to conservatives in any of these completely blue strongholds? And it goes to show you though, it's like, I mean, the despicableness of the ends justify the means is on full display here. Like these people want to screw Trump. They found a way to screw Trump, and they will morally justify it in any way possible. Yeah. They're disgusting.
Bad human beings. But it's almost worse, like the idiots that buy into this. Like it's not just the politicians who have a vested interest in keeping their own power, but the people that support them that are just like regular people, like our friend who we were having a late night beer with a couple weeks ago, who I was just like, he literally just verbatim when he was drunk, just recited Democratic talking points. Yep. He would literally said, Trump is a threat to democracy. Yep. Putin is a dictator. He must be stopped. I'm like, am I reading the headline of the New York Times? Do you have an independent thought? It was so disheartening to be like,
I had the same thing at the same bar.
Where's your fucking brain? You're not even original in your sentences.
Yep.
They're ripped off from opinion pieces or the bottom line of Morning Joe.
Yeah.
But the fact like that
everybody, everybody repeating the same Trump is a threat to democracy line from the left is the most clear and present demonstration of the utter brainwashing of that entire class of people.
Like, it worked.
And I'm sure there's MAGAs that say the same crap, but it's like, but it's insane. I mean, a threat to democracy as Joe Biden's literally tearing down the pillars of democracy as a presidential candidate they're attempting to remove him from the ballot, which isn't going to happen. You know, Clarence Thomas ripped the guy in Colorado a new asshole today.
Did you see there was a Hillary Clinton interview when they were asking her about before the interview even aired about Tucker Carlson's interview with Putin? And she just said, you know, the lines, Putin's puppet, useful idiot, nothing substantive. She also said, it just shows that there are people in this country who are so desperate for power, you know, they would support a person who throws their opponent in jail. You're like, what the?
There's no self-awareness there whatsoever.
I mean, don't care.
No, but the Tucker Putin interview was interesting. And some of the other stuff that was kind of goofy, like him going shopping in the supermarket and stuff, was kind of stupid. And, you know, but
I watched the interview.
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting that one person, I don't know how much of his history is true or not, but I think we already talked about this. Like,
yeah,
he could talk for about 2 hours about history. And we got a guy who has to have his staff tweet about ice cream during the Super Bowl.
Oh, God. Joe Biden, you know what really pissed me off? Joe Biden tweeted recently, and this goes straight, this will go perfectly into our memes. Joe Biden tweeted out that his administration is giving $1 billion, they're going to allocate $1 billion to fixing something like bridges. And I was like, $1 billion to fix American bridges? So that means that they're fixing how many, 65 times that many bridges in Ukraine?
They're blowing them up in Ukraine.
Right.
Not fixing, but it costs more to actually blow up a bridge, apparently, because of the technology and the bombs.
Well, yeah, the logistics.
And that's just the latest round.
High paid drone operators. Yeah, exactly. That is just the latest round. I mean, it was one of those stupid tweets where it's like, honestly, if you're the PR person, if you're running the social, why would you even tweet that out? Because it makes it so obvious by comparison when you just tweeted out all this money for Ukraine and Israel to talk about the pittance. It's like shaking the whiz. It's like you took a big piss in Ukraine's pot and now you're shaking the tip of your cock on the American people. And that's the drops of urine that you're getting to fix your trains and your,
all these idiots in this country deserve, I think.
Yeah, they do. All
right, fucking stupid in this country.
Oh, so stupid. And then, one other thing I just want to say about the Trump verdict. I still just, it's obvious they're just doing it to get Trump, but it's also one of those things where you go, if in any system of justice, the damages is what should be addressed. And if there's a loan fully repaid, there's no damages there. So all
with
you're doing
interest
is punishing
that
him.
They agreed to.
Right. Which they agreed to. And you're making up, right, the valuation of his properties. You don't know what their valuation is. That's a very subjective thing, by the way. There's a reason you can get multiple people to evaluate what your home is worth. And they're telling him, you lied about this one thing. Yeah.
It's so bonkers crazy that the bank had their capability to evaluate the land, the property, however they wanted. They came to a mutual agreement, the loan's paid back, no one has an issue with it, and they're like, no, we have an issue with it. Like, well, who are you? You're not a party to this.
Nope. They're the government. They're a party.
It makes no sense at all how there was a case, how there was damages. Doesn't matter. Just make shit up.
Yeah.
Same thing with that person who accused him. Like, yeah, we'll change the law and say you can claim this shit. If you say you're not guilty, somehow you defame the person. You raped me. No, I did.
You're not allowed.
Damages. Okay.
So stupid.
How do you defend yourself then?
Yeah, exactly.
I How did. You? Oh, you admitted it. No comment.
Your Honor, I rest my case. Guilty. All right. Well, here, let me share my first meme here. Let me open up my old memes. So this is one that's talking about Ukraine. I've got two Ukraine Biden memes to share here. Oh God, why is it doing this? It's saving it. I saw I saved a visual and now it's opening up a file on my desktop. All right, here we go. So this is the Lisa Simpson giving a tutelage on Joe Biden. It says, Biden has done more for Ukraine in a single term than he's done for America in 50 years. Pretty damn accurate, Lisa. Pretty damn accurate. I mean, you think about
it. It's crazy he's been in power that long.
I mean, he's also helped destroy Ukraine, but the amount of money, he's been in power for 50 years. So he's had influence. He's in his 50 years, Biden's for sure, helped usher in a generation of black men put into jail. He's helped usher in all sorts of idiotic spending bills. Of course, the Ukraine, the amount of money he's given them is astounding. But of course, you know, you could also argue he's helping to kill a generation of Ukrainian men. But that's like ties into that 65 billion versus 1 billion thing. It's ridiculous when you juxtapose all that's being done for Ukraine and then also what will be done for Ukraine, because you know we are going to be on the hook to rebuild that country. There's not even a question.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's when the real money starts kicking in.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
Like that's who's going to pay for it?
Chase and like Halliburton are already like making contracts. Like they've already got it lined up.
And where are they going to get paid from? I wonder.
Well, you know where. Right out of our pockets. All right. Here's the other one that I thought was pretty damn funny. This is from a friend of the show, Vanessa Chase, had posted this. And I thought this is brilliant. It perfectly encapsulates the leftist mindset. It's got the big brained man. And it says, instead of sending money to Israel and Ukraine, why have we told them to simply raise their minimum wage?
That would solve all the problems, really.
It's just so perfect. Because it all, like in every other state, like California, I bitched about the $20 minimum wage they're paying fast food workers here. And in all these idiot states run by leftists, they demand the minimum wage go up as though it's not simply going to create scarcity and shortages in other ways and make everything more important, make everything more expensive. Never solves anything. But in its short term, yeah, you know, I've heard about they need more money, increase the minimum wage. Obvious solution.
Makes sense to me. They should mm-hmm. offer the Russian soldiers a higher wage than they should say, what are you getting paid by Putin?
Yeah, well, just buy them off the market.
At 10% and come on our side. War's over. You just won. Start allowing illegal immigration from Russia to Ukraine and give them all citizenship and allow them to vote as long as they vote for Zelensky. And it's basically matched America's.
Let's export them.
Motive.
Let's have can what's his face DeSantis start to ship our immigrants over to Ukraine, sign them up. All right, last one for me. This was hilarious. It's not so much a meme in this one, but just a funny story because I know the outcome of this. So this is from the Wall Street Journal. This asshole reporter named Gabriel T. Rubin wrote an article that says, to save money, maybe you should skip breakfast. As though that's...
I did see this.
You saw that? Yeah. Here is the funny twist part, though. Gabriel T. Rubin just got fired by the Wall Street Journal and is now crying about how he wants to have a job anymore.
Skip breakfast, buddy.
Skip breakfast.
You just wrote advice to yourself.
Learn to code, bitch. There's nothing as sweet as that very quick karmatic comeuppance for writing such an asshole article to tell you to starve yourself because stuff's so expensive you can't afford it anymore.
Yeah, don't eat anymore. Good. Don't have a roof on your house. Live in the park.
Inflation. It's your fault. I'm sure he was party to that as well.
So simple. Of course, yeah, you can't grow your own food because that's contributing. Do you see that? There's like, I should have got the article. Like, if you grow your own food, somehow you're contributing to global warming.
Yeah, it said growing your own food is like creates six times the amount of global warming, which choose a side, climate nuts. Do you either hate factory global farming? Do you hate the ways?
Where's the science? How? So you have a tomato garden? That's what? How does that add CO2 to the atmosphere?
Yeah. How do you know?
As everything that we've been taught in basic science when we were in like high school about whatever they call it, the cycle.
Yeah. Plants eat carbon dioxide and they poop oxygen. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
What am
I guess not. Thing. We were lied to. They actually produce more CO2 somehow.
I'm going to go. Do you want to come? Do you want to fly to LA and we'll go pick at some people's gardens?
Yes, that would actually. They wouldn't say you're doing good for the climate. I'm like, I just flew here to
just like
there's
like
so Taylor much Swift. No, but it's the message.
That'd be so funny. You go in your backyard and we're just standing there with a fucking stop oil sign.
Dump oil on them.
Throw oil in their faces like PETA and blood. Go back inside your damn house, you climate, you fly a horrible climate person.
And it was all the hippies that used to grow their own food. Hippies and old women. So yeah. we'll just target the hippies to start.
Yeah. I mean, the old women, I don't want to get in trouble if we scare.
Probably not good messaging to dump oil on old women. But if it comes to it, to save the earth, we have to.
Old people are very dry skinned and brittle, and maybe a little oil would help.
It's
them.
A double good. Double good. Yeah.
I haven't felt this good in years. She goes out and gets laid because she's all lubed up.
Dunking a basketball. Like pulls out the Harlem Globetrotters routine.
Does like that Six Flags, like the old dancing man.
Isn't that like the Family Guy where they go to some remote village in Africa that never had contact with the West and they give them a basketball and they're all dunking. Maybe, yeah.
Good stuff. Good. All right, anything else? Anything to add? No. All right. Well, good memeing. Good memeing. That's why I like to have you on. You're a good foil. All right. Well, good stuff, everybody. Remember to like us, add us on YouTube. Make sure to hit subscribe because we are shadow banned to all hell. And if you like what we're doing here, you can support us on Patreon, patreon.com/Lions of Liberty or lionsofliberty.locals.com. So from me, from Rico, and from Odie's gut health diarrhea, we'll see you next time. Keep on memeing. Wait, where's my outro? Well, let's play the intro again.